3 degrees in Nashville. Cloudy right now. Should be a mostly sunny day, though, with a high in the low 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The parents of a child killed in a fatal bus crash are suing the driver and the Clarksville-Montgomery County school system. The bus crashed into a Tennessee Department of Transportation dump truck in Carroll County late last month. 25 students were on board and 2 died at the scene. Zoe Davis was one of them. Her parents, John and Jessica Davis, say both the school district and the bus driver were negligent. According to the complaint, the bus driver was fatigued and not paying attention when she veered into oncoming traffic and struck the truck head on. They argue that the school district is also liable because the bus driver is an employee and she was not properly trained or supervised. They're seeking damages of up to $5 million. Tennessee officials have been working to close the high-speed internet gap for years. They say only 2% of the state's population still lack access to broadband. Back in 2019, it was 1 in 5 Tennesseans. The state's broadband director told WKRN that the number should be 0 by 2028. And that would entail getting about 43,000 households and businesses connected. To do so, the state, federal government, and internet service providers together pitched in $400 million to close the gap. That will be distributed in grants for infrastructure like fiber optic cables and towers. Nearly a third of doctors' offices are now using artificial intelligence scribes. These tools listen to patient and doctor conversations and automatically generate notes. Providers who use this tool say it saves them from having to type on a computer during exams and reduces time creating post-visit summaries. But Blake Farmer of our series Health Q says AI isn't perfect, even in a medical setting.
AI scribes do hallucinate. That's the odd term for when AI adds things that are basically made up. It can also omit important information or miss context clues. Providers are supposed to review and edit the AI-generated summaries before adding them to a patient's record.
Patients can opt out, although one doctor who talked to HealthQ said the vast majority of his patients have accepted this new technology. We'll have more on AI scribes later in the hour as part of our series called HealthQ. A hit and run killed 2 pedestrians early yesterday on Lafayette Street south of downtown Nashville. It's a street that often ranks among the most dangerous city streets for people on foot. A man was also killed in the same vicinity in November. Nashville police say a Lexus sedan was speeding when it struck the victims. Witnesses said a man who does not own the car pulled over and ran away, and that the car's owner later arrived and answered questions. Last week in the same area, a pedestrian was critically injured in a hit and run by a black Mercedes SUV. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.